Welcome back. We thought we'd do something a little bit different today here on Currently in Quincy and give you a little insight into how we're dealing with the pandemic here at QATV. And also a surprise announcement, something for you to look forward to here at QATV in the very near future. So to do all that, we're bringing in our acting executive director, John Cleary, also working from home to give us a little behind the scenes, flip the camera around. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing okay. As you well know, we're all doing the best we can with the circumstances that we have. Typically QATV is a open, welcoming place. We want folks to come in and visit and enjoy and become members. That has not been the case now for over a month.
Yeah, unfortunately, when everything happened, we had to shut down QATV to the public, for the safety of our members, our volunteers, and for the staff, just to make sure, everything was going to be okay. And then when Governor Baker ordered, kind of the complete shutdown, if you will, that involved us as well. And so all the staff, like you mentioned, has been working from home remotely. And thankfully, things have been going off, knock on wood, without a hitch. It's been going very well. I have to give credit to yourself and to QATV's Michael Jarvie as well. Joe, you've been doing interviews nonstop from home. It's been very appreciative and getting the word out there. And the workflow has been, Joe's been doing the interview and sending off to Michael, uploading the video to our Google accounts. And Michael's been downloading it, editing it, and then sending it back to QATV Studio to get it on the air. And then also into our website. So I got to give kudos to you and Michael, and also to Mark Crosby, who's been doing remote interviews as well. So it's been really good. And then also to Chris Potter and Carol Femin. Chris has been coming in to make sure all the behind the scenes things are still working and making sure the equipment's okay. Carol's been updating the bulletin board on a regular basis from home and doing some other things behind the scenes as well. So like I said, I've been very thankful for the QATU staff. Everything's been going really well. And luckily our workflow hasn't been interrupted too much. Obviously we'd love to be back in the studio and doing everything there, and hopefully soon we'll be able to do such.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting time. It really has highlighted how much I think we miss personal interaction, especially, in a business where we're dealing with people all the time on a one-on-one basis. I really appreciate those face-to-face meetings, and I do miss them. I'm fortunate that we have this virtual way, to communicate. And really, if you didn't notice the different backgrounds during the different programs, you'd never know we weren't in the studio, except there you are in your home office. Here I am in my second bedroom, and I'm waiting for my cat to jump up on my lap any minute now.
I know. Sometimes my daughters and my son will jump in here and there in the middle of a meeting, as I know you can attest to, and we have our weekly staff meetings. And it's been very different. My daughter, who's in second grade, she has an 11 o'clock on a Friday. She has an 11 o'clock on a Monday. She has one on Tuesday afternoon. So trying to get all the different Zoom meetings and Google meetings in, accommodating my wife, who's a teacher as well, and her meetings and stuff like that. So it's been interesting, like you said, the different distractions that, the phone might ring at work, whereas here it's, children or cats or whatever, the mailman ringing the doorbell or whatever it might be. Right. So,
yeah. Interestingly, though, in some ways, at least in mine, I've been able to do more interviews just because of the fact that logistically, we could just sit down and do it at any time. We don't have to schedule a time to come into the studio and then, make sure that we get it on the channel on time. It's almost instantaneous. So in that way, it's actually expanded the ability for things that we do. And of course, we do miss the personal interaction big time.
Yeah, no, we most definitely do. So we're hoping to get people back in the studio as soon as possible. Right now, we don't know when that's going to be. It probably won't be May 18th, which is the current deadline the governor has set to bring businesses start to come back. Hoping staff will come back in the studio on that day, but the public won't be coming in just then. We don't know exactly when the public will be invited back in. We're going to be trying to work out some different things. But right now, it's going to be a lot of, continuing, virtual interviews. And again, luckily we've been able to do that. And we want to thank all the people that have come on AM Quincy and currently in Quincy and the shows that Mark has been doing to accommodate their schedules to come in and do that as well. Obviously, like you said, it's been a little bit easier that they can sit down in their home office or if they are still working and sit down for a half an hour interview online. So we do appreciate that. And to inform the city of Quincy what's been happening, because there certainly has been a lot going on while this has been happening.
Oh, yeah, no question. We've had great luck with, you know, touching base with the mayor all the time and Ruth Jones, the health commissioner, you know, different city councilors as well, just to kind of stay in touch with their constituents and with the city. We're happy to be a lifeline to do that. And we'll continue to do that, too. And our members, too, right, John? You've been encouraging our members and the public, too, to send in kind of their life during the pandemic, the COVID-19 challenge. How's that going?
It's been going fairly well. So like you said, we did put out a challenge to the city of Quincy and to all the residents to submit their videos into QATV as to, you know, how they've been handling the COVID-19 pandemic. And we've been saying people just, you know, get out your phone, shoot yourself talking about what you've been doing at home. It doesn't have to be a long video. It could be 35 seconds or, you know, a minute, something like that. And just say, I've taken up, you know, this new exercise, or I started exercising. I've cleaned out my basement, my attic, my three different closets, and I'm looking for something else to clean. I have the best looking garden I've had in years, you know, different things like that, whatever it might be. We're looking for people to find out what it's been. But also the challenges, you know, I've never worked from home before. So that's been different. Or I'm now teaching my children, you know, because I'm taking on 50% of the responsibility with the teachers or whatever it might be. So different things like that. We've been asking for people to submit their videos in. We've already had one complete video up on QATV's website and airing on our channel as well. So people can take a look at that and see the different submissions that the public has brought into us. And then also, like you mentioned, Joe, the members of QATV, they've been producing some shows at their home. Marie Denise, who does some shows at QATV, The Call, she's done a couple of shows. Barbara Isola, who does Into the Frying Pan, has done a show from home, and some other members have submitted their shows. And again, it's just they've, you know, got out their phone or their iPad or whatever it might be, or sitting down in the front of the computer like we are, recording themselves and doing a show, submitting it to us. And again, QATV's Michael Jarvey has been doing some touch-up work and getting on the channel to keep the public, you know, information out there for us.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's all going to be part of history one day. And I know there's a kind of a bigger effort going on in Quincy to catalog and document everything that's going on during this crisis. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So QATV in the library and Quincy 400 are trying to put some thing together and try to, like you said, you know, document everything that's been going on here so it can be archived and for future generations they can tune in and read, see pictures, see video, hear audio recordings, read news clippings or read short stories or, you know, just, you know, diary entries, for lack of a better term, from people of how they've been handling it too. So some will be public, some will be, you know, private. So it might be a historian that's doing research on this, you know, 100 years from now or whenever the next big pandemic breaks out, hopefully it's a very long time from now, they could go back and see, you know, how the city of Quincy reacted to it, how they responded to it, and how the citizens responded to it as well. So just trying to make that big archive to, you know, preserve it and make sure it's there for future generations.
Yeah, it's going to be part of, you know, the Quincy 400 in 5 years when the city celebrates its 400th anniversary. This certainly will be part of that history.
Yeah, it certainly will. It's unfortunate that it's been such a big thing. And, you know, again, no one ever saw this coming, but it has been a big part of our city and our state and nation and the entire world for the past, you know, 6 months here, especially in 6 weeks here in Quincy. So, yeah, we want to make sure that's cataloged and archived so people can, you know, look back and see what it is because it's an important part.
Okay, on to our big announcements. We're not going to let a little thing like a pandemic stop us from debuting a brand new feature here at Quincy Access Television. I'm going to let you do the official honors, John, because you really have been the driving force working on this. So what's going on?
There's always a lot going on at QATV. And of course, one of the big things that we outreach to the community is through our website, which is qatv.org. A lot of information is put up there, whether it's program schedules, membership information, just news and information about what's going on at QATV. Of course, all the videos we put online, you can watch on qatv.org as well. It's been quite a while since we've updated our website, and we've been working for quite a while to get a new format up onto qatv.org and have a whole new brand look. And we're finally there. We're happy to announce that the new qatv.org is launching, and you can go there. there and see the new website and browse, and it's going to be a cleaner look, a little bit more friendlier look to go around and search for things. A new look to when you're watching the videos, it'll be easy to find the different videos. They'll be all cataloged right on our own website. We do post our videos onto YouTube, but the videos are going to be ingested into QATV.org, so everything will be much easier to search and view and see and browse around. And then the other big thing that we'll be doing as well is you'll be able to watch a live stream of QATV on our website as well. So QATV Channel 8, which is our public access channel, and QATV Channel 9, the government access channel, each will have their own live streams, independent live streams, so you'll be able to go on to QATV.org, go over to the live stream for Channel 8, and then you could watch, like I said earlier, Marie Denise or Barbara Isola are currently in Quincy. Listen to AM Quincy every morning as well. That's something we're very glad to get out there so people can tune in from 6 to 10 and listen to you, Joe, and give all the news and updates and interviews on AM Quincy. Also currently in Quincy, Quincy in Focus, all the shows that you've come to watch and enjoy on QATV Channel 8. And then on the government side, you'll be able to tune in on the first and third Mondays and watch City Council live on your computer, license board meetings, updates from Ruth Jones, the mayor, department heads in the city of Quincy, all, again, on your computer, live streamed on QATV.org for 8 and 9. So we're very excited that we're finally turning over a new leaf and getting that all out onto our website.
Yeah, it really is just amazing. Plus, different sporting events that we cover live, different city celebrations when they all start to happen again, parades and whatnot. So it's really going to expand our reach out into the community. I think it's great. And really, kudos to you. I know you've done a lot of work on this, and it's been a labor of love. So good job.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know, the website is one thing I've always enjoyed was building websites. And the old website was something I built. It took a while for me to build as well. And this new one, I knew it was well overdue. And we just, you know, I had to say, all right, this is the time. We've been working on it well before the coronavirus pandemic hit. And actually, if there was a silver lining to this, I was able to spend a lot more time really fine-tuning things with this. I was really to dive into it and make sure everything was going to be looking good, spending time with our developer to make sure everything was going to be okay. I gave us some time to play around with the live stream feed and all the settings for that. Chris Potter did a tremendous amount of work to make sure we got the hardware up and running, all the software running to make sure everything looks good. And we, you know, had a little hiccups, but before it was all before everything happened and before we really, you know, had a big kickoff. So luckily we were able to do all that. And I think we're set and ready to go. So we're happy to get into that. And I know one thing that I've experienced for people is that maybe they travel out of the city of Quincy for different things and they want to, you know, still stay in tune. People that live in Braintree or Weymouth, or they work in Quincy but live out of Quincy, they want to still know what's going on, because even though they don't live here, it still affects them, again, because their businesses are here in the city of Quincy. Or, you know, my church, Bethany Congregational Church, there's a lot of people that live outside of Quincy, but they maybe grew up in Quincy. They want to know what's going on. Or, again, it might affect the church. They want to tune into the city council meeting and see what happens. Or they just have a lot of friends and family. They have, you know, nieces and nephews and grandsons and granddaughters that attend Quincy High or North Quincy High, and they want to watch the basketball game, the football game, the community meeting, whatever it might be. So we're really happy we're going to be able to dive into that and show the entire world what's happening in the city of Quincy.
Yeah, and right now we're going to be able to give folks a little preview of what that looks like, right?
Yes, so when we get my screen share up and ready to go here, and we'll show people what's happening. And so this is our old website. People, I'm sure, have become familiar with, and it's been very handy for us and trusty. We've been happy with it, but we knew it was certainly time for a change to get something new and exciting for us. So when you go to the QATV.org, you're going to see something like this instead. And it certainly is a big change from what we've been used to. So right now we have, you know, unfortunately, the COVID-19 update and what's been happening at QATV. And this is something that it'll be a lot easier for us to change and have these different sections pull in and out for us. So we'll be able to publish these and unpublish these much easier than we were on our old website to get them up and down for different announcements. Or if there is kind of a, you know, breaking news, we can get something up very quickly and it won't affect the entire other part of the website. So this coronavirus update will unfortunately probably be there with us for a little while. But ultimately you'll be able to come down and you'll be able to tune in and see, you know, again, you know, the public access, government access, and QATV on demand. So you can, you know, browse our on-demand library and see all the different cool things that we have here. We'll be able to have playlists right on our on the front page of our website. So again, the coronavirus, big thing that's going on in the city of Quincy. So we want to see all those different things. And you'll be able to browse over to the right and see all the different updates that have been going on. So again, Joe, you can see a lot of AM Quincy's that are in this feed. So we appreciate all your hard work that you've been doing to get people informed. And again, you can see all the different people that have been coming on your show as well to keep people informed. Also the QATV quarantine challenge here, that's where people were sending in their submissions. We'll come back to that in just one second. Currently in Quincy, you know, the flagship show of QATV or one of the flagship shows. So you'll be able to browse through all the different episodes and see the things that are happening here. And then this here is kind of a blog, if you will, of QATV. So different news and notes and happenings that'll be here. So people will be able to browse through and see the different things that are happening at QATV as well. Now going back up to here, to our videos here. So if you are interested in watching, you know, the quarantine challenge, you'll just be able to click on that. Excuse me, and then up pops the quarantine challenge. We can hit play here and we'll start to watch it right here. And now here's the quarantine challenge and you can start watching it right from there. So, and then on the side here, some other recent episodes that have been posted on QATV's website as well. So some AM Quincy's, bringing Beacon Hill to you with Senator John Keenan. We can load some more and some currently in Quincy at your library, some different things like that as well. So that's all different things that are right there that you'll be able to view. So it'll be much easier to see all the different things that have been airing on QATV when you go to the different video portions of that.
That's great. And I'm sure you'll be letting folks kind of comment on it and let you know what they think about it, maybe some suggestions for improvements or making the new additions or something.
Yeah, most definitely. If people want to submit comments to us, we'd be more than happy to have that. So they can email QATV@QATV.org and send in all your comments about what you think about the new website or suggestions, how we can be able to improve things, or we should add in X, Y, or Z. The other thing I want to mention too is for currently in Quincy, you know, you click on the most recent currently in Quincy, and you can also then see all the different episodes of currently in Quincy that have been produced. And they'll just keep populating here. So you can kind of go back into April and into March and, you know, as far back as we basically have. So you can see all the different episodes that we've done all of 2020 going back into 2019. So this keeps on repopulating here. So it'll be much easier to find all the different things that are currently in Quincy that have been airing. And then up top here, that's the other big thing is, you know, watch, listen, get involved. So you want to watch QATV, we go to the public access live feed and wait for this to come up. Here's the live stream of QATV. We hit the play button and here's AM Quincy with Joe Catalano, an interview that's going on right now with you, Joe. So you can people can, you know, listen to that right now. Obviously, there'll be video with this right for the next time people are actually watching video. Right. Obviously, AM Quincy is just audio only. Yep. But when people are tuning in later in the day, they'll be able to see the different video that pops up with that as well. We go back to watch and go to the government access live stream. We hit play for here, and right now our bulletin board is up on QATV, but again, when we have city meetings or city updates or whatever it might be, people will be able to see all the different things on QATV Channel 9. I should mention, since the coronavirus has really taken place and everything is shut down the city of Quincy, QATV Channel 9 has been all coronavirus information all the time. So it's been information, bulletin boards, other different resources that might be important to you to stay informed and to reach out to people. We've been having the mayor's updates airing at the top and the bottom of the hour each day as well. The city council meetings have been on. So different things like that, but it's been all coronavirus updates. So people won't miss anything when things are happening. They can tune into Channel 9 and they'll make sure they'll stay up to date and well informed.
Yeah, it really makes us, relevant and timely, and a great resource also during times like this, or even, say a snowstorm or a hurricane. If information needs to get out to the public in a timely manner, we can do that now.
Exactly. Yep. So people will be able to go right on there and see all the information. And actually, back on the homepage, I'll go back there real quick as well. This coronavirus update, like you said, Joe, if there's a snowstorm or another type of emergency, that can be changed right away. So it says snow emergency in the state of Quincy, parking is on the even side only, and other different updates. Mm-hmm. There's a live program on QATV. You want to make sure you get up to date on that. Watch the city council meeting. Watch the Flag Day parade, if unfortunately it's been canceled this year. But watch Flag Day or watch another thing that's live. We'll be able to put that right on the top of our front page. Yep. And nothing else will be affected. We'll be able to put that up and down very easily on our website.
Yeah, this is great too for guests that come on to QATV, to be able to access the show that they were on, so they can share it with other people or just review it themselves. I get asked all the time, when's it going to be on the channel? Can I have a link to it? Well, now we can just tell them to go to the website and they'll be able to access it.
Exactly, yep. And they'll still be able to get the schedules for QATV Channel 8 and QATV Channel 9, so they'll still have the regular schedules up there to see what's going on the channel. And then on the on-demand section here, you can browse down and see a lot of the different popular shows that we have at QATV. So you're going down and around, you can say, oh, here's FYI. We can talk about that with Ruth Jones. You can click on the FYIs, and you can see the most recent one we did was the coronavirus update. But then you can scroll down and see all the other different recent ones that we've done with Ruth and with Caitlin Pico as well, who's also a public health nurse in the city of Quincy. We go back, and then we can see all the other different shows that we have. We've been doing a lot of state views recently with our state representatives and state senator in your neighborhoods. Keep people informed in all the different wards, interviews with the different ward counselors, media advisory, Quincy Votes, when we get to that point again as well, all the different updates for people that are running for office. So people will be able to, go to there, find out what's going on at the library. And again, it's not just one show. It's all the different things that we've been publishing at your library.
Right.
There are a lot of updates in April, as you can see here. There were Mark Crosby did three different shows for At Your Library with all the different updates because things are changing so quickly. So we're able to get all those updates there on our website. You can see individual clips for the library show as well. So that's all being populated on our website right there too.
Really great. And also, folks can go there and find out how to become a member and do their own show.
Yep. So they can go right on Get Involved and see all the different ways you can get involved. If you want to become a member, click on our membership tab here. You can click on to join online. You can fill out the information and join right online there as well. And again, there's all kinds of different things. You can see the classes. Unfortunately, again, classes have been postponed because of the coronavirus. But you can click on the classes and say, what's going on at QATV? I want to learn more about, advanced lighting techniques. You'll be able to sign up to join the advanced lighting techniques. The other big one I mentioned, iPhone and iPad videos. So people can click on that and then sign up to register for the classes online directly on our website. As always, though, they'll be able to give us a call, 617-376-1440 for more information and to sign up for classes. Or if you want to become a member like that as well, we'll still be out taking all those different ways of coming in to our website and studio. So again, to register for a class, you can certainly give us a call or you'll be able to do it online as well. Right. And then these are for one-on-one classes or for group classes. So a lot of times people might be, they're out of town during the group class, so they want to get some update on editing. We'll do a one-on-one class for you so you can figure out how to edit and learn that. Or, again, you want to do your iPad video, podcasting. All these are group classes or one-on-one. We're trying to make it as much as easily and convenient for you as we possibly can.
Yeah, it looks just great, John. Really good job. I'm really excited about it. And I know everybody here at QATV is as well. And we hope folks will check it out and visit it often and let us know what they think.
One last thing before we go on this, the podcast, Joe, is going to be much easier to see and view all the podcasts that we've done at QATV that you've really been doing at QATV. So you'll be able to go to listen, podcasts, and then say click on AM Quincy. And then here are all the podcasts that you've been populating the website with. So you'll be able to browse. You'll be able to click right on here and listen to them as well, right in our website. But then you'll also be able to then subscribe to them on iTunes. So if you go up to AM Quincy, you can click on the different links to subscribe to them on Apple, Google, Stitcher. So you'll be able to subscribe to them right there as well. And get going and listen, watch, whatever it might be on our website. It'll be a lot more user-friendly. And then the other big thing is you'll be able to see weather station at QATV as well. We have our weather station at QATV. So if you want to know exactly what the weather is, click right on the weather tab here at QATV. And right now the weather, it's, you know, a little bit of a breeze at QATV, 53 degrees at the, outside of our studio, so you can see what's happening. And then you can click on that for more information and get a whole update of what it looks like from, you know, the past couple hours or past number of days. You can see what the weather was, and it's right outside the QATV studio.
Yeah, it really is neat. And, you know, I'm so happy. I always knew that QATV had the opportunity and the potential to be such a vital news source. And this is really going to help help bring that forward.
Yeah, so we're very excited to, you know, to get that launched and out and about. And then, like you said, too, if people have any comments or concerns or questions or whatever it might be, you can give us a call, 617-376-1440. You can email qatv@qatv.org. Or on the new website, you'll be able to go to the staff feature and say, oh, here's Joe's phone number and his extension. I can, you know, give Joe a call, or you can give myself or anyone else. Our emails are right there as well. So you can, you know, go there and get in contact with us like that too.
Yeah. And, you know, let's not forget a little shameless self-promotion. We are a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and, you know, you can support us financially as well.
Yeah, one of the new things, like you said, Joe, is you'll be able to go on there and support us on the website. So you'll be able to make a donation to QATV. You'll be able to join online. Also, you'll be able to, if you do a lot of shopping on Amazon, Amazon Smile is a program where a portion of your purchase from Amazon will go to QATV. So the link on there to go to the Amazon Smile to support QATV will be on our website as well. So yeah, all the different new things that are going to be out there, you'll be able to search and browse around. And like you said, and help support QATV as a nonprofit here in the city of Quincy.
Yeah. Again, qatv.org, or the email, John, for the COVID-19 challenge.
For the COVID-19 challenge, it's COVID-19, COVID-19 at qatv.org.
Yeah. Send us your stuff. We want to see it. We'll put it on TV for you. You'll be famous.
Yeah, definitely. Feel free to submit submissions. You know, there's really no deadline to when you can submit things in, because this is going to be continuing for a little while. So please submit them in, and we're going to be compiling everything into as many shows as we possibly can.
Awesome. Thanks so much, John. Good job again on the website. Great to talk to you, and we'll virtually see you at the staff meeting.
Well, thank you, Joe. And again, thank you for all the work you've been doing during this, and to all the staff working from home and really making sure QATV is still an important vital source for here in the city of Quincy to get the information out. So we want to thank you and all the staff, and thank everyone for continuing to watch QATV at home as well.
All right. Be well. And to tell everybody at home, I said hello.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.